Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show episode 126.
226.
I've done this twice in a row.
Yeah, living in the past. It's a different... We're a whole different century.
Yeah.
Past what you've said. What's happening?
Look, let's be honest. The recording today has been hard due to finding batteries. we've left our connection, our power adapter.
Yeah.
And so we don't have that.
So we're cutting it fine. Have you got a friend, because I do have one in mind, that says, to be honest, a lot. It's a crutch phrase of his. It's not you.
Yeah. No, I think I could have been caught out saying it a little bit.
No, I don't think it's a go-to for you. And I think the phrase, to be honest, because the opposite was that you were lying to me. Are you always lying to me? It's a weird saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be honest.
It's not ideal.
To cut the crap. We've got an email from Danny.
Danny Webb.
Fucking train driver.
Wasn't saying his last name. Anyway, who cares?
Fucking train driver Danny.
Fucking train driver Danny.
Yeah, injects swear words. We're not just saying. We don't just swear like this. But he likes to call himself and sign off as fucking Danny.
Have I missed anything on social media, by the way?
Because update, you're not on social media anymore.
No.
So I feel like I'm your gateway to this murky world that is social media.
And you were saying that you think maybe Mr. 97 could act as my liaison officer.
I think it's a genius way to have a young bloke doing your dirty work.
It was almost you handballing because you realise that you could easily become – like I can't wait for the day that someone like messages you and says, hey, can you tell Josh?
I'm not your middleman.
Is that what you're going to do? Do you reckon you'd push back?
Well, wouldn't you rather Mr. 97? ATAR score of 97, someone who could put together a chorus. He could come up with these. He's your correspondence.
More articulate, I think, is what I'm trying
to
say.
Definitely. We've had a big day.
Yeah.
We've been on the farm with the Barefoot Investor,
mm-hmm.
Cooking up some projects.
Yeah.
And it's been a long day. We've done a lot of thinking and a lot of talking, and this is sort of the back end. Well, I'm about to eat and go to bed. We are back at my place, so forgive me. My son has just been to get his shots, his immunization.
I want to find out about that because you were saying that it actually costs you money not to have them. But what's the deal with this fucking Danny?
Okay. So there's two things here. I've read you one of the emails.
Yeah.
The other one I felt like I wanted to save as a little nugget.
And he's emailed us at hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah. So Danny's put the subject as, Josh asked for it. you know where this – look at the smile.
Feedback?
No. He says, warning, content for Josh.
Oh.
Hope Tommy and Meso – he's changed up Mr. 97's nickname to Meso – aren't seeing this. Well, I'm reading it, Danny, so joke's on me. Feet are so fucking gross, he said. Who the fuck licks them or gets off on them? Fuck that.
I never said anyone licked
them. No. He's just making a point.
Yeah.
Danny's just raising – I mean, each to their own, if you like.
So for people who are just joining us, I put out the call about a week ago where I said, talking about ingrown toenails.
Yeah. It's not your best gear that you've
yeah. I've had one. I spent a lot of money in getting it fixed.
Yeah.
And I said, if a listener could send me a photo of their ingrown with the Daily Talk Show written on a piece of paper,
yeah,
I would give $50 cash.
You've lost your money.
He's actually sent a photo. Read it.
Josh, not your ingrown toenail shot you wanted.
Well, he doesn't get the 50.
But it was a long time ago. Used to get infected and had nice, I don't even know the P word, oozing out of it.
Pus.
I know, it's such a bad word. The arrow is pointing to the scar where they cut the nail bed out to stop it growing on the right side. The nail grows really thick now, especially on that side. So I keep it cut short or it'll put holes in my shoes. No little sliver of nail for me, Josh. Should I feel duped? Loving the potty, guys. Keep up the good work. Fucking Danny.
No, because I had the problem that I faced.
I'll show you.
Oh, that's real clean.
Well, they've done a good job. They've ruined your foot.
Yeah. Mine, what I was describing is every 3 months I've got this little fin that grows out and I pull it out with a pair of tweezers.
Let's not get into details. Go back on the podcast. But here's the thing. Danny's put in the effort. You're giving him $50.
Let's see the picture again. I mean, okay, there's a toe.
I thought it was your hand for a second.
It does look my toe thumb. It's got real toe thumb vibes. Yeah, no, sorry, Danny. You've sent a picture with an arrow
to the area.
I believe that it is his toe, but unless he's got the Daily Talk Show.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Danny. I'm sorry that you can't.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Take your family out for a nice meal.
And what was the other bit of feedback? His other email?
Yeah. So Danny's. I mean, this is something we've actually been talking about, and he said, "I've been trying to get my mates to give the podcast a go, but I'm fucked if I can find a way to describe it." I love Danny. A conversation sometimes worth recording, which is in our jingle, sounds too wanky for my mates. Ouch. We're only fucking train drivers after all, mate. You're more than that. You move people from A to B and back to A. It's a job. It's fucking. I couldn't drive a train to save myself. He said, "I've tried saying it's just too."
How hard is it to drive a train? Do you reckon?
Well, harder than driving a car.
Can you stall a train?
I have no idea. This has been the thing. I will fly up to wherever Danny is and go. If we can just have a let's call it work experience. Just get in the cab with Danny at the front. Just cruising. I know we can't do podcasts from there because you're not allowed your phone or anything. But I just want an experience.
I'm curious about that. Like how – I know – I'm sure it is. There is okay. – it's quite hard.
In Melbourne, trams. They're not trains, but they're different. A young teenager, was riding the trams, watching at the front. So he was just sort of standing and you can sort of look into the cabin to see what's going on. He worked out based on – just observation over the time that he'd spent traveling on the tram, how to drive it, jumped in, drove a tram.
What, like as an official?
No, stole the tram.
He stole the tram.
Stole the tram. A criminal act.
Yeah.
But I guess all I'm saying is, sure if you watched Danny, you could at least get it going based on what he's done. So that's what the kid
did. What other types of things could you drive with? A plane you couldn't?
I've told you, my friend who works for Jetstar or Tiger?
Tiger.
He said, mate, I said to him, what's the deal? Like, is this hard to land these things? I mean, it pretty much lands itself.
Especially with the fucking Tiger. who cares how rough it is?
Well, the pilots are outsourcing the work.
Yeah. I don't know. I close my eyes. It happens.
Yeah. No, but he said, I've had my phone go off when we're landing. It's like, oh, it's kind of just lands itself. Because you think in the movies, they're sort of steering. It's so big.
That makes me uncomfortable.
I always like to think, like, have you been on the plane and had this thinking? What if something went down? If everyone else around you couldn't do it, would you attempt to land the plane? If that's the only option you had, it was either let it crash or actually jump in there and either get on the phone speaking with somebody. Okay, I'll run you through it. Would you give it a crack?
Yeah, but I've also been having a lot of moments in crowds. I don't know if this is some sort of triggered thing that's been happening. Anytime I'm in crowds, I imagine someone with a knife trying to attack and me, like what I would do. Mm. I think that I'd run at them. I'd actually go towards them so that they miss me as they try and like, you know what I mean? Like if you run at them and they try and swing and stab you, you're going to already be under them so you can tackle them. Nah.
But or do you reckon I would run? What if they know jiu-jitsu? You're fucked.
Or do you think I just run straight into the knife in that case? I feel like we've never seen anyone.
No one's doing that.
Died so quickly based on my.
I'm happy for you to hold, skip that one. If it's going down, I'll let you run off the other way.
I did level one self-defense.
What does that mean?
Twice.
You didn't pass the first time?
Well, I don't know. They didn't go any further than this two. But I learned the one thing I didn't learn is when you're in a lift or something, like say you're in a car park, always just have your keys sort of in between your fingers ready to fucking stab someone.
Nah, you've lost it.
You don't
it,
do
mate.
That.
Not at all. I've done kickboxing, Thai kickboxing, Muay Thai, normal boxing.
I could do more damage.
My thought
with
was
the key.
I think you would actually be quite into. Like the way your brain works, I think you'd be quite into.
What does that mean?
Martial arts. because it's something you can get obsessed with. It's something you can sort of like jiu-jitsu. We should try some jiu-jitsu. So it's like
I prefer to tear someone's belly button open with a ring. Just fucking
nah. The way you think about jiu-jitsu, if you come up against a guy who can't fight standing up, but
what does that mean?
So can't kickbox or box, so doesn't know how to scrap, but you don't know how to fight standing up, but you know jiu-jitsu. You've got a big chance.
Standing up versus what?
So Muay Thai is a stand-up sport versus...
Who sits down and fights?
Jiu-jitsu is a ground sport. So it's like the rules of Muay Thai, you can't go to the ground and start punching each other and wrestling and choking each other out.
But this is life. Yeah, I grew up with two other brothers.
Okay, a better way to say it is if you knew... Jiu-jitsu over it, nothing like okay. That's the
don't
only
cover
thing you
my
knew,
bases.
I think you'd have a good chance of even if you were up against a guy who could fight standing up and it went to the ground, you'd beat him because he won't know how to handle himself on the ground. So my point is, let's do jiu-jitsu
because that's up way. And down.
It's only down. So I think it's a real technical, it takes a lot of time.
So I need to get him down. I need to trip him over to get him down. Is that what you're saying though?
Yeah, but they're takedowns. So it's like,
It's
part of it. Okay. That's the problem. Anyway.
This is the problem with you can't say to the person, stand up, stand up.
Well, everybody's standing up. You would think so. So I think there's an advantage of the person who can, if you get into a tackle, which most street fights do. Have you been in one?
I was at a 21st birthday party, the only fight I've ever been in.
Did you punch someone in the head?
No, I I was sitting down. This guy was saying, "Oh, why are you look?" He was being a real idiot.
Yeah.
He said, "Why are you looking at me?"
Yeah, yeah.
I said, "Because you're being an idiot."
Yeah.
And anyway, I went and sat down and he was drunk. He came back a few minutes later and started throwing punches at me as I was sitting
back
down.
Back of your head or the
front? And so I was like sitting in a fucking plastic chair as you do in Narre Warren. And it was outside. And I then yelled out and said, "Daniel, Daniel." A guy who I was at the party with who was a kickboxer.
The classic. I'll get my cousin onto you.
The funny thing was...
Is he your cousin?
No, he wasn't a cousin. He was
best mate onto you?
No, he was a mate of mine who's from the Philippines. But Dave Thornton, I was working at the radio station at the time, told him about it and he did a whole bit about the fact that, can you believe it, this guy managed to still outsource to Manila, which is a good gear.
That's so funny. But did David come in and actually...
Daniel.
Do a nice roundhouse?
No, he started pushing. Okay. A lot of
my
shoving.
Son's coming home.
Oh, is that what the crying
him? Yeah,
sound
he's
is?
Crying. But I will just go on and say... This is Dan again. I've tried saying it's just two mates talking about all sorts of shit with an interview thrown in occasionally. Doesn't have much cut through. Surely a conversation sometimes worth recording can't be the best you two or three, he's given Mr. 97 a shout out, can come up with. And then he said, maybe it should be a Reddit topic. How do you describe us to potential newbies? Anyway, I'm finally on days off, so it's beer o'clock for me. Happy fucking days, boys.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, bloody oath. I want to give Danny a woof, woof t-shirt. Come up with an idea of how we can describe our show. But I think let's do this as a Reddit topic and let's say I will put this up. Give us how you describe us to other people.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one because we're still trying to work that out.
What's been the, as we've got Bodhi coming in, has there been any real awkward moments where he's just been loud and it hasn't because this is obviously absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But has there been any moments where it's just and the shops is fine? There's so many places that's fine.
Tram. Amy's had some bad times on the tram.
Is that the worst place to happen on the tram?
On a busy peak hour tram, just a kid just they do this spaghetti thing and they put their head back and arms out. And they just arch their back. Hello, who's that?
Hello, Bodhi.
Oh, maybe little monkey.
Could this be the first words he says on the podcast?
Do you want to come see Daddy?
He's got a book that says, has he had his needles?
Yeah.
He had his needles. Oh, you got a book. Can I hold it?
This book.
Do you want to say hello? Say hello, Daddy. Can you say Josh?
Josh.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Daddy.
Daddy.
One.
Two.
Three. Four. Five.
Six.
You can say it. Say it. Five. Seven. Eight. Nine.
Can you say Josh?
Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got a book here. What does it say? Is it?
This is his new word that's just in the last week. Can you say thank you? he tried to lick the microphone.
Yeah, it happens. The microphone lickers in the building.
Isn't it funny the voice that you – it becomes so – like when you see parents as – like I remember me as not a parent seeing parents that do this voice around their kids. See, even people do it with their dogs too,
No. The worst is the people who do it with their partners.
Oh, come here, little schnooky wookie. Come here, little puppy dog.
Do you feel you have a bit of a voice?
Yeah, definitely.
You say darling.
Yeah, but that's a bit of gear though. Hello, darling. Call my mum darling. She says darling. Hi, darling. And so it's double down on it. What are you saying?
Hubby.
What does that mean? Do you want some milk? Do you want some milk? So Bodhi's just gone and had some shots.
Yeah, shots. Fireball.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Oh. He's being very well behaved because when you say you shots, he's literally been stabbed a couple of times.
So maybe Amy can take the mic and I'll look after Bodhi. But just what's the fascinating thing has been money from the government and how tricky it's been to actually obtain money from the government. So I think like us two parents working full time, how hard it is and how much time you have to actually put in. And it's not it's not easy just to get the money back.
So can you, Amos, explain what's the deal? So they actually – you need to get these shots?
Yeah, if your kid isn't vaccinated, Centrelink will cut off their – like payments.
Mm-hmm. Which sort of makes sense, but where it becomes hard is TJ was saying that if the kids are sick, you can't get the needle.
Yeah, so we went in twice and Bodhi like had a bit of a fever and they were like, nah, you can't. And so they sent us away. They're like, just come back when he's better. But
and he's just like, we need the fucking cash, mate.
Seriously. Give him
he's fine. He's just gone for a run. That's why he's a bit hot.
Yeah.
Tell just the story of this week.
This week has just been a nightmare. I think it has something to do with my maiden name still being like not on any documentation because I've changed it all, but some of them I think have erased it entirely and some of them have kept it as a formerly known as. And because of that, I haven't been able to link Centrelink to my gov, which has my ATO and Medicare on it, which means that I can't update any information because they've cut off like the standalone Centrelink logins.
This is the shit. So the formerly known thing, I guess that's what like Lady Gaga would have to deal with this shit all the time. Her trying to be the Centrelink. I'm guessing she's
probably.
I don't know what her official name is.
Stephanie someone.
So just quickly on the tram thing, what's the worst the worst situation you've had on the tram with Bodhi?
He just loses his mind and like I've had people like tut at me and those kind of things. And like,
why are they tutting?
Because they think that I can like control the decisions that he's making. But my favourite is he calls monkey money and my favourite has been when he was going and then he looked at me and everyone's like looking at him because, you know, it's quiet on a tram and we can hear a kid like losing his mind and he's like, I want money. And I'm like, yeah, we all do, sweetheart. And I just let it sit and didn't correct it. So I didn't tell people like, oh, money actually means monkey. And all these people like, how materialistic is your kid?
So I remember the only time I've ever gotten angry at a kid was when I heard them have a full meltdown on a plane, but it was related to his iPad. And he was in a good enough, like he was old enough to be able to be like, I want the iPad. And I feel like when it gets to the level that they can talk, I think it gets harder. I feel like at his age, you can't control what he's going to do.
Yeah. It's tough. Like,
has he shit himself on the tram yet?
No, he hasn't. Okay. He used to, when he was younger, like 6 months ago, he used to like poke whoever I was next to and just go, "Daddy." And it would make, like, often being gentlemen, it would make them so awkward. They're like, oh.
It's like, do you just hand him over and go, oh, well, he's picked.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit fun.
It was fun.
Okay.
But
I said fucked, but yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. And like there's moments of fun, but after about like 5 minutes, that's when he really just like melts down and just screams. And, uh-huh. and people kind of offer to help when he starts getting a bit like, they're like, oh, hello, and play with him. And I'm like, no, you don't understand what you're entering into. Like he's going to lose his mind no matter what. And they're trying to like.
Keep him entertained.
And at the end, he's just, you know how babies do that thing when they just don't want to be held anymore and they like arch their backs and they just like squirm all over the place and you like move their like balance, like so you can't
grab them.
Yeah. And just like scream and
hissing at the public.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
What's the biggest coming into the to a new job? Mm. What's sort of been the biggest learning? Last 2 days?
I think that so many learnings. I haven't had time to process them because, you know, when you just start and your head just gets so filled. But I guess just not expecting perfection from myself from day dot.
Oh, buddy boy.
Do you want to read a book?
Yeah, well, he's tapped mum out.
He's
just gone over a
cuddle.
Bloody
cute though.
Yeah, this is the thing. Here's the thing. Suggestions for people around kids who are going mad. You can't do anything.
Yeah,
it'll end. It's hard, and I think it's painful. Like today at Barefoot's house.
Yeah,
the baby was downstairs, and the baby was in the room while we're doing stuff, making noise. And I wasn't being triggered, but I could tell that he was kind of triggered by it. And I totally know you were so triggered by the sound of your own kid.
Yeah, whereas I'm like, my whole thing is like, I don't care.
Yeah, So I think they have cut through to the parent because it's like.
But is the other bit true where it's like you get so used to it that you can start to ignore it?
You do, but it's almost like an alert, right?
Yeah.
It's like I can hear Bodhi crying from so far away. I just like, I know his little tone. I know what it like signaling, you know, so you get really attuned to like being the carer of this kid.
Yeah.
It's almost like a sixth sense, but it's not. But you know what I mean? Like, I think, yeah, so I'm always on edge when the child's around. It's hard to relax, even though you can sort of bear the meltdown. But you're not, it doesn't really mean you can relax during the meltdown.
Well, it's like friends who do working from home, but they have kids. And they've tried working from home.
Yeah, they're actually just lying to the boss.
Yeah, well, it's so hard to do it. I think they start off with like, oh yeah, I'll work from home and it'll be great. We can save one day a week in daycare costs. Yeah. But it's just it's a full time, like it's becomes your number one focus.
Yeah, it robs your time. Just back on the government subsidy or government payments, Centrelink and that kind of stuff. For a family like ours, like even if we had a bit more money, you'd still want to have that government rebate. It helps so much. But you see why the more money you make, it's like you wouldn't even entertain doing this stuff because it's so difficult.
Do you think it's good that they do this or no?
I don't think it's good that it's as difficult as it is because I'm not saying that I'm technically savvy. I am to some degree, but I think it's like it's effort and confusing and you need to – you know, have all these things in a row. Like even they didn't know half the time what was going on. So it turned out the reason it was fucked was because Amy had on her MyGov, she had Centrelink connected, she had Medibank connected, and she had her tax ATO connected. It didn't work. Centrelink wasn't, but she couldn't connect Centrelink because of the ATO and Medibank. Oh. And so, but the people on the other end who are the help link are saying,
we
don't know this.
Yeah.
And you get handed around. So they've built a system. The government have built a system that makes no sense. They don't even know how it really works. It's just like they built this beast and they need to fix it. They need to cater to it. And so people are, you know, at the mercy of it. And that's why you see that. I think it's good that. It's complicated to just get cash as someone who doesn't want to work.
Yeah.
it is hard for people. It makes it harder for people who actually can't work or are actually going through hard shit. You know, so the dole bludgers, the manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
I've always used to hear that term dole bludger. It's like, no, I've actually got friends that have been on the dole and they had to go in for weekly meetings. They had to have an action plan as to how to get a job. If you're actually willing to do that.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work for a bit of cash that's not that much.
I mean, I found it interesting going into Australia Post, which I'm rarely in there, but trying to work out. So I'd gotten a redirect because to the PO Box, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria, if you want to send us anything, 3067 is the postcode. But it turns out that I was meant to get my driver's license delivered there because we're in flux with the where we're living, hashtag homeless. But it turns out you can't – Vic Roads will not redirect – even if you have a redirect set up, they have to deliver it direct to that address. So we never – I never got the license.
Yeah.
I think Bodhi's telling you got to go.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
What are you saying, Bubba?
Book.
You want a book?
Josh.
Book. You saying Josh?
Book.
Josh.
What kind of book do you want?
Josh.
What's that?
Can you say Josh?
What's that?
Do you want to say bye-bye?
He's saying what's that and what's that? To, I don't know what, so I can't what do you, answer
what. I think he's pointing at
what's
me.
What's that? Hey, shout out to Kyle Dundas.
Yes. See, now this is an example of me being off social media and you showed me Instagram on your phone this morning.
Yeah, sticker alert. He got stickers.
Yeah.
Sticker update, not alert. That's when we give them away. No, Kyle made a funny video on his Insta stories and directed it to us and you missed it.
But you did show it to me. But it was amazing. It was very funny. What's his Instagram handle?
Kyle Dundas.
I'm sure you'll find it. You should be able to repost it even on the Daily Talk. Can you do that for me, please?
I hope I can. I hope I haven't left it too late. 24 hours.
I think you still got time. All right, Bodhi, do you want to say goodbye to everyone?
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, the dailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.